and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I'm not sure what to do about my suckerfish Charlotte.
You got a reverse problem now at this point. You starved the first one. Had no idea you were actually supposed to feed that fish. Just thought it would just live on the waste of your other fish.
Let me defend it myself. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Last year, last March, we got my daughter Hayden 3 glowfish. Mm-hmm. That's what she wanted.
Right.
So, you know, the tank was always dirty. So somebody said, get a suckerfish because they clean it. So we did. We went. We bought a suckerfish. And that thing cleaned like you would not believe.
Right, because it was starving to death.
Yeah. What I was unaware of is that they need their own food in addition. So after 3 months, poor Charlotte 1, died.
Right.
So we got another fish and then, you know, another suckerfish, now knowing that we had to feed it.
Right.
And my daughter Hayden insisted on naming it Charlotte again.
Yeah. So Charlotte, the sequel now, has got a different problem altogether.
She's too big.
She's absolutely massive.
She's getting so big. So when we got her, she was, I kid you not, like 1 inch long. At this point, she's a solid 3.5-4 inches.
Wow.
And it's like she's growing at a rapid speed.
She's turning into the megalodon of suckerfishes.
Yep. And I don't know what to do. One, because as a fish mommy, I'm a little worried because she doesn't have any friends and she stays by herself in the corner all day. And she doesn't play with the other fish. And
I guess, you know what? That's discriminatory from the other glowfish, all right?
Yeah.
They're discriminatory.
Why don't they want to play with her?
I have no idea.
The three of them, like being glowfish, play with each other all the time. But she just sits there by herself, just stuck on the
side. Right.
Eating their, you know, poop, I guess. That's what she does.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So now I don't know what to do because she's clearly outgrowing this tank and she's kind of like the outsider here and I'm like overly worried about my fish problems. So what, like, do I think
you're
going to
need a bigger tank, number one. I don't know how many extra fish you're going to need, but you're going to need a bigger tank.
Do you think I have to get another suckerfish to make her feel better and have a friend, or do you think the suckerfish are just loners?
Is that how it goes? Do they hang out with each other?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't, like, do fish hang out with each other?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is things that we need answers to.
I would think so because they're schools of fish, right? They travel together, schools of fish.
Yeah, but not all fish. Like, you don't see, like, well, I guess you do see, like, a lot of sharks traveling together. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. All I know is that poor Charlotte, too, we've managed to keep her alive. Now she's too big and doesn't have friends, and I just feel like I'm ruining her life. I feel like she's a teenager, and I'm ruining her life, and I don't know what to do about it.
I don't know. Sooner or later, she gets big enough. Maybe make it for the frying pan.
Raven!
Hey!